in 1980.
Thank you very much, Frank. That is Frank Tikaware, a journalist in Harare. So with this apparent coup, what needs to happen now? Former Zimbabwean High Court judge Ben Peradza fled to New Zealand from Mugabe's rule in 2006. And Judge, good evening to you, and thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, hello.
So, Judge, what do you make of what is happening, what is playing out in Zimbabwe right now? What do you see in it?
Well, the fact that Robert Mugabe is on his way out or is gone is good enough for many, many people. I think it's a good change. It's a good move. It doesn't matter how he is removed from power. Even if the region, the SADC region, comes to try and rescue him, I think we are at a stage where they cannot. They can only negotiate his exit, and the best he can do is walk away with something, and that's really the best that we are looking at.
So it looks like a bloodless coup, doesn't it? How optimistic are you that there will be a peaceful transition? I think it's a guy by the name who was, what, Vice President Mnangagwa, is it?
Yes, Vice President Mnangagwa. So far we are happy that it's been bloodless, but I think the only problem which I foresee happening is once the regional body like SADC tries to intervene and tries to use force, I think that's where things may go wrong. And that is why people in general feel that SADC should stay out. They haven't been coming to the aid of the people for a long time. They have been very passive. And now that the people have taken their own initiative to deliver or free themselves from a tyrant, they come closer to try and steal the show and to pretend like they are helping the people. Why have they not been helping before? Where were they when people were beaten up and killed, and when elections were rigged? Where were they? They were the first to even recognize that the elections were free and fair. So why are they coming in now? That is a very unfortunate situation. SADC have not done their best. I remember writing an article about it after the change of government, I think, in the Gambia. I wrote an article and I said SADC should learn from what ECOWAS had done, because SADC hasn't been coming to the rescue of the people. The people have suffered long, very long. Mm. Yeah, the people have really suffered for a very long time. And the way things look, I think people don't really need SADC to intervene at this point. We just want to see the situation go through on its own without the involvement of people who have always come to the rescue of their fellow leaders.
Right, understand. Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is a former Zimbabwean High Court Judge Ben Peradza. News Talk ZB, it's 5:15.